Good morning and welcome to today's service, this Mother's Day. I'm Pastor Shirley and one of the pastors here at Evergreen. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Jason launched our Grounded series, which asks the question of what we can learn and grow from loss and grief since we've been grounded. Last week, Pastor Ryan mentioned he grieved the loss of seeing each one of you on Sunday mornings. For me, in addition to miss seeing all of you, I miss seeing all of the children walking onto the campus with their parents on their way to Sunday school. And I also miss seeing them sing in children's worship. Now for you, you could be grieving the loss of normalcy, a disruption of routine for everyone in the family. For our high school students, especially the seniors, it could be missing all of their senior activities that make their senior year special, not to mention graduation, a time for celebration of a milestone in a graduate's life. And for the little ones, they might miss going to school and miss seeing their friends. Today, as we celebrate and acknowledge mothers and the mother figures in our lives and mourn those who no longer are with us, I'd like to continue exploring the question of what we can learn and grow from grief. We know that there are stages of grief, and according to Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the last stage of grief is acceptance. Now, author David Kessler, who had worked with Kubler-Ross, added a sixth stage, which he called finding meaning. Now, as my husband Virgil and I were talking about this, he felt that there should be one more stage, and that stage would be hope. I would like to add to hope, gratitude. We know that grief is not linear, because any time and every time we visit grief, we go through some of the stages again, which to me is more like a journey, that grief is more like a journey. And on this journey, we look for hope and gratitude. Now, as the staff was discussing and planning the sermon series, the book of Ruth came to mind. The story of Ruth and Boaz is a very familiar story. Ruth is a favorite retreat character to study for women's ministry retreats. But I would like to take a look at Naomi's life, Ruth's mother-in-law, in her journey of loss, grief, hope, and gratitude. At the beginning of the story, we know that Naomi, her husband, and her two sons journeyed to the land of Moab because there was a famine in their hometown of Bethlehem. Later, Naomi's husband died, and she was left with her two sons. Her two sons found wives, Ruth and Orpah. But a few years later, both sons died as well. Then Naomi decides to move back home, back to Bethlehem. With the loss of her husband and sons, she goes back to Bethlehem as a widow and doesn't know what life will be like or what life to expect in Bethlehem. She has experienced the loss of the men in her family, and with that loss, the loss of security and identity. Many times when we're dealing with grief, we feel lost and forgotten. We often feel abandoned by God. And how often do we blame God for the loss? Naomi blamed God and called herself Mara, which means bitter. Little did she know God continued to work in her life. When Naomi decided to move back to Bethlehem, her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, followed her. Shortly after the start of their journey, Naomi realizes she has nothing left to give or offer to Ruth and Orpah. So she then urges them and gives them a blessing to go back to their hometowns, to their families. There are two things I see in this part of the story. First, remember, all three are widows, having lost their husbands. In a sense, as they journey towards Bethlehem, they are sitting Shiva for one another, mourning together the loss of loved ones, loss of their circumstances, and loss of identity. Second, Naomi gives them a blessing to go back to their hometowns and families where they could remarry. Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, "Go, turn back, each of you, to the household of your mother. May the Lord deal faithfully with you, just as you have done with the dead and with me. May the Lord provide for you so that you may find security, each woman in the household of her husband." So Naomi, in the midst of her grieving, wants the best for Ruth and Orpah. So she offers this blessing. Now, we often think of a blessing with God's goodness, a sign of God's favor. In this case, I think Naomi was offering to Ruth and Orpah hope and a return to wholeness for them. In the book, The Cure for Sorrow, a book of blessings for times of grief, written by Jan Richardson, she describes a blessing in times of grief this way. A blessing meets us in the place of our deepest loss. In that place, it offers us a glimpse of wholeness and claims that wholeness here and now. A blessing helps us to keep breathing, to abide this moment and the next moment and the one after that. What kind of blessing would you want to hear from God in the midst of your mourning and loss of grief that will bring wholeness to you in the here and now? So let's continue the story. So Orpah decides to go back to her hometown with Naomi's blessing, but Ruth decides to stay with Naomi, and she tells Naomi, "Don't urge me to abandon you, to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God." I think Ruth, being younger and understanding that her mother-in-law is older and would not be able to provide for herself, even if she was going back to her kinsmen who could protect her, Ruth knew that Naomi would need help. Ruth continues on the journey of sitting Shiva with Naomi back to Bethlehem. And with these words, voices a commitment to Naomi that she would not abandon Naomi. So even if Naomi felt abandoned by God, she was not alone after all. God had not abandoned her as she thought. For in Ruth, God gave her hope. Where do you see hope during this time of pandemic or in your own personal grief and loss? We know the ending of this story. Ruth ends up marrying Boaz, Naomi's kinsman redeemer, and she gives birth to Naomi's grandson that becomes a direct family line to Jesus Christ. With her grandson's birth, Naomi finally sees that God had been working all through her time of loss and grief, and can be grateful for his presence. God had not abandoned her after all. For this Mother's Day Sunday, I am reminded of mothers who are raising families, the spiritual mothers or mentors, and the mother figures in our lives all have journeyed with us through dark times of our lives, sometimes in loss and grief. And they have, in this journey with us, are sitting Shiva with us, just as Naomi and Ruth was sitting Shiva for each other. In conclusion, I'd like to offer some questions for you to reflect on for yourself and on the story of Naomi and Ruth. How is God with you in your grief? And what is God working in you as you practice gratitude? Let's pray. Heavenly Mother, thank you for the story of Naomi that reminds us that you continue to work in our lives and are present even though we may feel you have abandoned us as we experience loss and as we grieve that loss. It is with a grateful heart that you are here to remind us of who you are, that you are sitting Shiva with us throughout our journey of grief and gratitude. It is with a grateful heart that you bless us with so many mother figures in our lives, whether they are our biological or adoptive mothers, our grandmothers, aunties, older sisters, older cousins, a spiritual mentor, single fathers who have had to fill the mother role in their children's lives. It is with a grateful heart that you comfort those of us mourning the loss of a mother, of a broken relationship, for mothers who have lost a child, and for those who still desire to become mothers. I pray that you grant them their heart's desire. Finally, thank you for being our Heavenly Mother who loves us with an unbreakable, unstoppable, never-ending love. And this, in her name we pray. Amen.